Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bishan. We've got a Red Cross heavy show today, and as you can imagine, that is a good thing. We also have great music from the Chris Vandelay Project, The Jive, Drugs in Sport, Hutchie, The Bouncing Souls, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, is this the future of punk? You decide. All I know is that this is really badass. This is Yi Loy from Liverpool, who are warming up to release a new single in about a week or so. This is one they released just at the end of February. Have a listen to Ghost of Vegas.
Small. Cause nothing means nothing if I lose my baby tonight. If I had a fast car, nothing means nothing if I lose my baby tonight. Cause nothing means nothing if I lose my baby tonight. If I had a fast car, I'd forget it. If I had a big house, I'd just wreck it. Because nothing means nothing if I lose my baby tonight. If I had a big house, I'd forget it. If I had a fast car, I'd just wreck it. Because nothing means nothing if I lose my baby tonight.
That was 2020 with Fast Car off 1982's Sex Trap, another one we haven't played since the early days of the show.
In those days?
Nope, nope, not today, Grandpa.
Hey, everybody, an old man's talking.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. It's sunny here in the Pacific Northwest, which means we can all put our sad lamps away for the time being and get a dose of the real thing. Today, we are featuring one of my favorite bands, Red Cross, with some picks from across their 45-plus year career. Last week, our featured movie was Desperate Teenage Love Dolls that starred both Steve and Jeff McDonald from Red Cross. This week, we have another one from their filmography, one with a considerably higher budget. No, not really a high budget, either. This one is 1990's The Spirit of 76. But before we do all that, let's, as I've heard Elvis Costello say, commence to get groovy. This is Muck and the Myers from Boston. Kim Fowley, who produced a few of their singles, referred to them as the 1964 Beatles meets the Ramones. This is off their latest album, Beat Revolution. This is Because of You.
Just to tease me, 'cause when I
was the Babblers from Finland with one of those dreams from their Big Stir release, Like the First Time. This album was originally released in the 90s only in Japan and Finland, but now it's been remastered and out on one of the coolest labels out there, Big Stir, out of Burbank. Before that, we had Seattle's own Hutchie with The Summer Your Dog Died off their album Some Other Way. That album is available on Bandcamp, as is a lot of the tracks we play here on the show. So please check out these show notes for links so you can support these artists.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Whoever decided to put Julie Brown in their movie as a stripper waxing philosophically about how the weakening of the Constitution all began with the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, in my mind, ensured this movie to be a classic. We're of course talking about The Spirit of 76 from 1990. This film was written by Roman Coppola and Lucas Reiner and directed by Lucas Reiner. The film stars David Cassidy, Olivia Dabow, Moon Unit Zappa, Devo, and Jeff and Steve McDonald from Red Cross.
God, that was expensive.
I know, I can't wait till we go metric. Everything's gonna be so much cheaper, you know?
This is also the second film we've discussed that stars former teen idol Leif Garrett. In the year 2176, a magnetic storm erases all the now digital records of history. So our heroes are sent back to 1776 to retrieve our American heritage, including the Constitution. Instead, the cardboard and aluminum foil time machine that runs on tetrahydrazoline malfunctions and takes them to 1976. The film has it all: the clothes, mood rings, big wheels, banana seats, and of course the lethal combo of Pop Rocks and soda. This movie was part of the first wave of 70s nostalgia. By the time it came out, we had stopped pretending the 70s didn't happen and started to look back with love. Our heroes team up with a pair of lovable stoners who serve as their guides through the wild terrain of the me decade. Jeff and Steve McDonald and all their third eye glory are the Bill and Ted of this film, constantly dropping the best lines and keeping the ride ridiculously fun.
Hey, Chris, want to go in your folks' house and show Adam how to play Atari?
Tommy, in case you've forgotten, we like totally agreed to help save the world.
Yeah.
And one thing that struck me as well, David Cassidy. He was just a natural. Sure, the script he had to chew on might not have been Hamlet, but he's so comfortable on screen that he anchors the silliness and gives it a warmth that rises above snark. Spoiler alert, our heroes save the day. And their return to the future perfectly captures the wackiness, the vibrancy, and the chaotic beauty of the 70s. The world they left was dull and gray, but after their successful mission, it's a gloriously messy mirror of the 70s, capturing the spirit of an era that was anything but boring. Oh, and Julie Brown? You'll probably remember her from films like Earth Girls Are Easy and songs like The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. Someone needs to put her in literally every movie. Not only is she just a joy to watch on screen, to me, she represents a time, such as when this movie was made, where cult movies could spring up out of nowhere and artists weren't afraid to be silly. And they always looked like they were having fun.
How does it feel to be an asshole?
The film is up on YouTube. I'll put a link in the show notes. Have a nice day.
Yes, easy, you moved on. And I knew that we were through, I wasn't getting close to you. Now all is said and done. It's been a long, long time. I hope you're doing fine. It's easier out of town anytime I come around. Then I don't get a postcard. I've been thinking to myself, you could have found somebody else. I know it couldn't be so hard. You're running through my mind.
Shifting paradigms on our guard all the time, every day.
was This Modern Age, the new single from our friends with the Chris Vandelay Project. That was written and sung by Chris Sarasoli with Dave Franco on drums, along with Gavin Glover on bass and Drew Montgomery on guitars and vocals. Before that, we played a band called Drugs and Sport, who describe themselves as four extremely talented, rapidly aging men from Newcastle in Australia. Funny, that's how I also describe myself. I mean, except for the Australia bit. That was Frequently Sideways off their latest album, If Only We Could Use These Powers for Good. And we kicked off that set with a band called The Jive from Philadelphia with their new single, Shoulda Known Better. More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, well, I mean, not yet anyway. But until then, it's really just a word. Hey guys, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. You'll be hearing from the Jackknives here shortly, and in the video for their latest single, Heartbreak Queen, they call attention to an alarming statistic. Nearly 41% of women and 26% of men have experienced contact sexual violence, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner during their lifetime. So what that means is sadly someone you know or even you yourself have gone through or are going through this experience. If you are experiencing abuse or want to help someone who is, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or text the word BEGIN, that's B-E-G-I-N, to 88788. I also want to just give a shout out to the band. With so many people afraid to speak out about anything these days, I'm glad to see musicians like the Jackknives and others using their platform for good. Shut up and sing? Nah, f*** that.
Skinned her knees. the city lights. I won't feel home till I have Portland under my feet. Girl, I've run all the crosses that I've seen, waves crash on beaches and steal my breath. I see snow on the hilltops, perfect and smooth as my hand navigating your chest. Oh, I've seen California, all the basements, the stages and scenes. I can laugh as it all falls into the sea. I know you're back and waiting for me. And now I depend on my sense of adventure to get through all the rough times till we get back together. And now I depend on my sense of adventure to get through all the rough times till we get back together.
Broadway Calls from Rainier, Oregon, with Back to Oregon from their self-titled debut album from 2007. And before that, we had the aforementioned band, the Jackknives, with Heartbreak Queen, the lead track off their new album, Into the Night. I just saw both of these bands about 2 weeks ago at the Crocodile here in Seattle. Hashtag support live music, hashtag blessed. Each of them put on a great set. They were opening for this next band, the Bouncing Souls from New Jersey. These guys have been together since the late 80s when they were still in high school, and they still know how to put on a great show. This is their latest single. This one is called United.
Fire! You know, I lived with a guy for years, a real genius. I mean, he could take a couple of these, you know, a couple of coconuts, a piece of string, and make a nuclear reactor. But he couldn't fix a 2-foot hole in a boat.
Well, thanks for that, little buddy. This week's featured artist is the band Red Cross, with Jeff and Stephen McDonald, who have been the creative forces behind that band for over 45 years. What's that you say? They look so young. How could they possibly have been in this band for so long? Well, they started the band when Steve was still in middle school. Their first show was opening for Black Flag when Jeff was 15 and Steve was just 11. Despite whatever labels people try to put on them, Red Cross has always sounded unique. Though their sound began young, loud, and snotty, they have evolved into a perfect blend of their influences. Let's start off with one from their first EP in 1981 on Posh Boy Records. They were still called Red Cross with the traditional spelling at that time before they were threatened with a lawsuit and changed it shortly thereafter. With Ron Reyes on drums and Greg Hetson on guitar, this one is called Annette's Got the Hits. As you can see, with that song, Red Cross has always found inspiration in pop culture touchstones. They also have an incredible ear for picking the coolest songs to cover. On their 1984 album, Teen Babes from Monsanto, they did an album of all covers, including a cover of their own song from 1981's Born Innocent, Linda Blair. We're going to play their version of a voice and heart tune. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, of course, wrote some of the earliest and biggest hits for the Monkees. The first time I ever heard the song was on an episode of Bewitched. This is just awesome. This is I'll Blow You a Kiss in the Wind.
A little drum.
Pictures running through my
That was Shonen Knife from their album Third Eye back in 1990. That's an album that, outside of the hit they had with the song Annie's Gone, I just don't think that album gets as much attention as it should. Earlier during the movie of the week bit, you may have heard the tune 1976 in the background. That was another great one from that album.
Well, smack my ass and call me Judy.
Okay, as I'm starting to get a little carried away here, I could seriously just do an entire show of their music and it still wouldn't be enough. That said, let's just do a couple more. This one's from 1997's Show World, which also, back to great covers, that one has an awesome cover of Pretty Please Me by The Quick. This is produced by Chris Shaw, who also worked on the debut album from Fountains of Wayne. From 1997's Show World, this one is called Vanity Mirror.
I can't hide.
their sound just gets more gorgeous as they get older. Funny how these young punks are now the elder statesmen. That one was Dracula's Daughters from 2012's Researching the Blues. That came out about 16 years after their previous album, Show World. As many of you know, they released an insanely good album last year, simply titled Red Cross, along with their autobiography and a documentary about the brothers as well. After all these years, this band that we've depended on for great album after great album is maybe finally starting to get the recognition they deserve. And that is it for our featured artist this week. If you have an artist that you would like to see featured on the show, drop me a note in the comments and let me know.
Fat. Cat.
Sat.
Hat. Fat.
Fat.
Fat. Cat.
Cat.
Cat. Sat.
Sat.
Sat. Hat.
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 The fat cat sat on a hat, saw a rat on the mat, got a bat, had a chat with a gnat that he'd pat in a vat that was flat. Oh, yeah!
Alrighty then. This is Davy Lane, who we featured last week with his new single Over, Over and Out. This is from 2020's album Don't Bank Your Heart on It. This is Never Ever Coming Back Again.
Lost every glimpse of hope around.
time being. And this is for believing, and this is for the spark inside each child who's hurting. If what you think is what you get, then deliberately create it. So this is for the heart and goal of every person.
Was our friend Morley Bartnoff and his band Cosmo Topper from their 2001 release Pure Fast Vibration. That was For the Time Being. That song was featured in the documentary about LA DJ Rodney Bingenheimer called Mayor of the Sunset Strip back in 2003.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time when we'll have a bunch of cool stuff for you to listen to. Seriously, have I ever steered you wrong? This is off the new Nelson Bragg collection, Melody de Nelson, a pop anthology, available now on Big Stir Records. This is a lovely little tune called Forever Days. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.
Tell me it's all right. We always take things on so hard. The time is passing slowly, oh so slowly, like a dream. I try and take it like a man. Sometimes I wonder if I can. The price of winter breaks me. The house is spinning. to find the one that stands the test of time, the best of times. So short and then we had to part. The road was long today. I walked until I never.